One of the effort of this INI and these three rites is to reveal your mystery, your grandness back to you. It starts with when you free yourself from influence. How you do that? You free yourself from influencing others. With that, you gain the right to free yourself from influence. With that, you free yourself from influence. The next attainment is you rise to be a creator. You take responsibility. No matter what happens, you find out how you allowed, how you chose. This exercise will strengthen you, will give birth to you. You will not be a cripple anymore. You will learn the ability to act. And one of the action you will undertake is the action of embodiment. What the situation demands and the embodiment you need to undertake. You come to your avatar. You take the form you need to take. Your suffering is you have not taken the form and you want to experience the creation. It cannot happen. Whatever you long to experience, whatever you long to do, to create, to share, can only happen when you take that avatar, that embodiment. You have to become that. You want somebody to love you, you have to take that embodiment. Without the embodiment, it is not possible. Why you fail to take the embodiment is you get caught in influence. You are normalized, climatized. You become like everybody else. So this INI, these three rites, is the essential understanding to the birth of you. Without that, you are not. One of my greatest discoveries is the discovery of the miracle path of man being man, of you rising to you. Without this, you cannot be you. You die desiring. The very desire is there because you fail to embody. Most often, you cannot desire what you cannot be. Rarely do I find anybody desiring to be a giraffe. It's not what you can be, you will not desire. So there's nothing wrong with desire, per se, unless it's perverted. Desire is the awakening to ask you to embody a particular embodiment. And that embodiment will create and experience that reality. Now, having understood embodiment a little bit, what is required to live the embodiment is the upward flow energy. You must go beyond converting everything to be an excuse to flow downward. Almost every life event is used as an excuse to flow downward. I can't do. I cannot do. I don't want to do. Many reasons people do that. One is to escape. Next is to destroy another. Most often downward flow is to spoil somebody else's creation. Whether they're doing it consciously or not is secondary. Like a child, no? You don't give it what it wants, it will cry. Not that the crying will get it what it wants, but the crying is a punishment to you that you will give it what it wants. It is a tantrum. But this is dangerous. Whenever you feel supported, you are in the presence of an upward flow. Which means you rise beyond hurt, you rise beyond conflict. Everything is a tool for you to rise. This is the commitment to live in the upward flow, and this is the deepest commitment. In all situation and all time, I would flow upward. I will convert everything to a blessing or a freedom. And in that upward flow, your embodiment will live itself out. Actually, if you establish the upward flow, you don't have to worry even about the embodiment. You will embody what needs to be embodied. This is the simplest truth that you have been initiated into, that you have entered. But now it is your commitment to live it. The fourth right is the right of samadhi. Samadhi is the effort to live in this and die to it. That means there is no other thing left in you but this. You are nothing but a creator with an upward flow, without any possibility of flowing downward. As Osho used to say, you are a celebrant, simply celebrating. This is the capacity. This capacity will extend that you can walk anywhere and convert the energy to flow upward. Wherever you go, you are a blessing. They used to say, no matter where Buddha goes, a master goes, it's a blessing. The blessing is they convert all the downward flow to the upward flow. In the upward flow, Tim, all is possible. Possibility lives itself out. For this, you must abandon the need for downward flow, need for anger, need for violence, need for excuse to escape your responsibility. And I said, with this, the key word is to honor. Don't worry whether somebody honors you. You honor every situation, what it reveals to you. No matter how ugly, no matter how beautiful, if you can find the honor in it, it will enrich you. You see, up to now, you don't even know what you want. After this, you will live out your want without any confusion. Up to now, it is just noise. It is just action of anger, jealousy, misery, chaos, inaction. After this, there would be a focus, an enormous upward flow. This is the greatest secret I've found. This is what I set and came to. Just rise and rise and rise and rise. At times, you feel like a fool. You forgive your enemies. But you will know the wisdom of it once you live it. Just because you forgive your enemy doesn't mean he has got right. The thing is, you have got right. He still has to find his way to honor himself and rise. And that is his problem. And that is enough punishment. My work, my hope, my wish is more and more people in the world can live in this upward flow. And when there is enough living this truth, life will transform itself. If not, we will not transform. All effort will eventually end up a downward flow. As you watch, most efforts of peace just creates more chaos, not peace as it should be. With this, I thank you for being here. And I welcome you to this journey. Remember, it is a long journey. It is a commitment of a lifetime. And when you commit it for a lifetime, remember, you are a disciple. Whether you are my disciple doesn't matter. You are a disciple. You are learning and you are growing. And may your success and your glory be the glory of men. May your joy be the joy of men. May your light be the light for all men. With that, I finish this session. I thank you.